It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Crystal Bergman Mahaney.
With the August 7th election just around the corner, Springfield voters have a lot of issues that they can look forward to voting on. One of those in particular is question one. Today, our guest is Carrie Galvan, certified behavior consultant of Canine, owner of Precious Canine Dogs, Training and Behavior, and a member of the Animal Issues Task Force. She's here to talk with us about question one and why she is urging voters to vote no. Thank you so much for joining us today, Carrie. So let's just jump in. Can you tell us what is question one and what will Springfield residents be voting on August 7th?
What it's asking is if we want a breed ban against pit bull type dogs in Springfield city limits. A yes vote would mean yes, we want the pit bulls to be banned, and a no vote would be no, we want to try other avenues.
So why are you either personally or professionally opposed to question one?
Professionally, I'm opposed to it because it doesn't work, and it's been proven that it doesn't work. You know, I work with all kinds of different breeds of dogs, and I see all kinds of breeds do damage, and it's not always documented with animal control or the health department or whoever. So I know that it's not just this breed.
I have seen this question one be described as BSL or breed-specific legislation. Could you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
Yeah, breed-specific legislation is a piece of legislation that they typically call panic legislation, which means something bad has happened. And so they write it saying that the specific breed has either certain requirements or is banned from an area.
Some of those who are in favor of question one or breed-specific legislation say that Springfield should join the nearly 1,000 municipalities across the U.S. who have similar laws to prevent pit bull bites in the first place. How do you respond to their goal of preventing pit bull dog bites?
Number one, BSL has been proven to not work. If it worked, then Denver would not be spending $1.2 million every year to enforce their pit bull ban that is over 20 years old. Another thing is that pit bulls are not a breed. That's a mix. And we're saying pit bull type dog by looking at them and deciding whether or not they're a pit bull. There are 23 states in the United States that have banned breed-specific legislation. So we can say 1,000 municipalities have breed-specific legislation, but 23 states have banned it.
Those in favor of this type of legislation have argued that not only do pit bulls bite more often, but pit bull bites are more severe. So therefore, that's a worthy goal of this type of legislation. What would you say to that?
So first off, pit bull is not a breed, it's a mix. And so we're clumping together dogs that look alike into one category. And there are more dogs that look like this with short hair, blocky heads in the United States than any other look of a dog. So when you have more of something, you're going to have more instances with something. And as far as how bad they bite, their jaw is anatomically the same as any other canine. And when it comes to dog bite cases or even dog bite fatality cases, the bigger the dog, the more damage that they're able to do. If we go by actual AKC regulations on the size that a pit bull is supposed to be, they're not supposed to be over 38 pounds. So now we're saying pit bull type dog, you know, we're putting 100-pound dogs into this.
Earlier, you mentioned the cost to taxpayers for, like, Denver, how much it costs them to enforce their breed-specific legislation.
The cost to the city, there is a minimum estimated cost of $250,000 just to enforce the ban. So this doesn't count the other animal control things that we're going to have to do. And we have to realize that animal control, they only have a certain amount of money, and they only have a certain amount of people. So if we add more onto them, they already can't take care of, you know, the legislation we have in place, which is some of the harshest and strictest dog legislation in the United States. What I would like to see is our focus change a little bit instead of focusing on one breed. With $250,000, we could hire 8 animal control officers. We're already down half of what we're supposed to have. We have 6 animal control officers, and we should have 10 to 12.
What can Springfield do instead of enacting breed-specific legislation to help make our community safer?
So if we would have started some programs 12 years ago, we would still not have the problem that we have today, the dog bite problem that we have. Spay neuter is huge here. We are very overpopulated between the breeders, the strays. We've just got a huge overpopulation. So spay neuter programs, education programs. You know, I think back when I was a kid and, 16 years old cruising around in my car, littering wasn't, it was like, didn't matter either way. My kids wouldn't throw something out the window no matter what, because they've been taught from kindergarten that you don't litter. And so if we would have implemented some dog bite prevention programs into schools 12 years ago, like I said, we wouldn't have the problems that we have today. We would have kids that know what to do. We would have adults that were more educated and things like that, because these kids take this education home to their parents. And the third thing is licensing programs. And licensing is where we get the funding for the extra animal control officers so that we can do the consistent enforcement.
So if question one were to pass in Springfield on August 7th, what does the city of Springfield now look like with this legislation in place?
A breed ban is a very unfriendly piece of legislation. It makes our city look very unfriendly. We'll have new families that may want to move here that won't be able to move here because they already have a pit bull, or they'll have to get rid of it. Businesses may not want to come here because their families have a pit bull. People will move out of the city limits. We'll have vacationers that are coming to go places here in town that could be at a gas station and get animal control called on them, and they could legally confiscate their pit bull for just being in our city. So I am against question one because it's an unfriendly band-aid that the city would use instead of, you know, taking the issue head on and fixing it the right way.
Thank you, Carrie, so much for joining us today. Our guest today has been Carrie Galvan, a certified behavior consultant for canines, a former Animal Issues Task Force member, and talked to us about question one. This program is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Listen and share this episode and others in the Making Democracy Work series from ksmu.org.
The League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri attempted to arrange an interview with supporters of the ban, but did not hear back by deadline.